to share one of the biggest secrets of the Earth game with you today. And it's stop giving a shit on what other people think. And this also ties in with stop letting other people run your life for you. Look at the way our world is run. There's programs for what's considered normal, and we fall into these traps of thinking that we need to opt into these programs because it's what a majority of the people are doing. For example, working a full-time job. And this is the one that I can talk about because I don't do that anymore. But most of the time when I tell someone that, it's like an operator error pops up in their heads. However, if I would opt into a different timeline where I'm working a 40-hour a week job or a full-time job, but the job is stressful and I hate it, but I would tell someone that and I would tell them that I hate it and it's stressful, it's more acceptable and they'd say, oh, welcome to the club, or yeah, same. Like, do you see how fucked up that is? Just because something is considered normal in society doesn't mean that it has to be in your reality. You can pick the timeline and the reality that you want to opt into. And this is nothing against people who are working, whether you like your job or you don't. I just want to share a different viewpoint that you don't need to follow the norms of society in order to live a happy life. Let's take a step back and look at Earth for a second. We go through so much programming ever since we're around like 5 years old, starting at 5 years old, to learn how to work. And most of the time, it's learning to work for someone else. The current school system that is still active today was implemented during the Industrial Revolution, and it was to teach kids how to conform to rules so that they could work in factories. And I just channeled that information without going to verify it, so you can go verify it yourself if you'd like. Look at the way school is structured. You go to school for a majority of your day, you're forced to sit in a desk, have to ask to go to the bathroom, and you get a little break for lunch, and then you have to learn things that the government thinks you should be learning. And after all of that, you have to take exams to see if you can repeat back to them what they think you should be learning and what they think you should know. Then you graduate from that program to move into the next program, which is work. So then you're at work a majority of your day. You have to follow dress codes for what they say is professional. You probably have to ask to go to the bathroom there. And a majority of the time, you have a boss or someone above you who essentially is making these rules for you that on things that you can and that you can't do. And I've been in these programs too. I've been in the school programs, obviously. I went to elementary school, middle school, and high school, and then I went to college, even though I didn't want to. I felt like there was nothing that I wanted to learn that college could teach me, but I still went because I felt like I had to go. So now I have a $30,000 piece of paper that I can hang on my wall. So at least I went to college to get some home decor. And the point of me explaining all of this is we're taught from a very young age of what is acceptable in society, and we're given a clear path to follow. But the path of least resistance isn't always the right path for us. We live within walls because we're taught to believe in walls. So when most people are following this path, and maybe you're on this path too, and then you start waking up to the fact and start questioning things, and you're like, wait, I don't want to be working for somebody else, or I don't want to spend a majority of my week, which ends up being a majority of my life, in an office building. Like, this doesn't make fucking sense to me. I'm not happy here. And it takes a lot of courage to break out of that programmed loop. And one of the biggest obstacles as you're breaking out of that loop is breaking past the barrier of caring what other people think about your decisions. Because in society, we get programmed that we're born with it to care what other people think about us, and to take other people's opinions into consideration for decisions that we want to make about our lives. It's like, this person can tell me how to be happy. No, they fucking can't. And this isn't just confined to work. This is for anything. Don't put yourself in a box to make someone else more comfortable. Another example from my own life is with what I can do. When I first started becoming aware of my extrasensory things that I can do, I didn't tell anyone besides my mom. And she was the only person who knew about that for like a year. Even when I was in the dating scene, if I was seeing somebody and they would come over, I would hide my tarot cards and some books I have and like random shit beforehand. And what I was doing was I was putting myself into a box so I could mold myself into someone who I thought they wanted me to be, or to be someone who I thought to them would look more quote unquote normal in societal terms. And by me doing this, I didn't even give these people a chance to make their own decision if we would work out or not, because I already decided that I wasn't normal enough to be with this person. So it ended up not working out because, yeah, that's not a great start. And looking back on it now, it's easy to see how far I've come and what I learned, but in the moment, it is hard, especially when you are starting to break free from what you thought was normal your whole life. You're breaking into new territory, which, yes, that's hard in the moment. So whatever, don't be hard on yourself about it. But like now, I don't give a shit. So if someone asks me on a first date, what I do, I'll tell them, yeah, so I can talk to aliens. I talk to them pretty frequently. I can talk to dead people and I can heal you through my hands. Do you want to go make out now? And I know that is a lot for some people, and I know it's not for everybody to understand or even believe in, but I don't care anymore, because what I learned is as I hold myself back and I dim my own abilities so that I can fit in with a certain crowd of people, I'm only doing myself a disservice. And it's honestly not true connections, because they're not getting to know me, like the real me. They're getting to know the base programming that my avatar came with. When you're looked at different by groups of people who are all doing the same thing and have that hive mind mentality, I personally see it as you doing something right, because you're expressing yourself through your soul. You're getting your soul out there and you're living your life more authentically. We all come from the same source or the same creator, but on Earth, we come down here to have our own individual experiences and our individual points of expression. So when you let others put you in a box, or you put yourself in a box to please others, and you do things just because it's what a majority of people are doing, you're not having the human experience at a soul level. Your experience is at the matrix level, so you're technically having a matrix experience. Not caring what other people think is easier said than done, and I get that. And it can be a process to undo this program and break out of that, but just take it one step at a time. What I first did was I first had to look into my own programming and figure out why I felt the need to people please, why other people's opinions meant so much to me. And I had to start calling myself out on a lot of bullshit that I thought was true when it wasn't true for me. And it's really not easy. Something that helped me a lot was learning that as I get to know myself on a soul level, and as I started flowing with experiences that my soul led me to, you do lose people in your life and you have to learn to be okay with that. And that was something that my avatar took a while to figure out and to be okay with. The way I see it now is everyone in our life plays a character role for us. And some characters maybe only make it to level 25. Some characters make it to level 26 maybe. So if you start expressing yourself and maybe you start vibing out on UFOs with the Arcturians and your friends are like, what the fuck? You're weird. I don't want to hang out with you anymore. That just means that, okay, they made it to that level of your game. And now they're not going to be in the upcoming levels. But remember that they're playing their own game as well. So they're not going to be in your game anymore, and you're not going to be in their game anymore playing the character role that you were playing for them. Good news is, as you start expressing yourself and being more authentic, you're naturally raising your vibration because you're doing what makes yourself happy on a soul level. You're not doing fake matrix happy things. You're actually doing soul happy things. And I think that sounds really weird now as I'm saying it, but we're just going to keep going with that. But you're doing what your soul came here to do. And as you do this, you're attracting new players into your game, new people for you to connect with that will meet you at this level or at this vibration that you're at. So now you get to have a whole new world of experiences from this level. And honestly, most of the time when people are judging you or they're saying shit to you, it's a projection from their own insecurities and their own shit that they don't want to deal with. So they're going to say shit to you to try to get you to feel bad about yourself and to put yourself back into a box because they're scared to leave their own box. So you step out of your own box, fold it up, and go recycle it. Don't even keep it in your house. Just go get rid of your box and let your soul start leading you through this human experience. Let your soul show you parts of yourself that you didn't even realize were there. Because honestly, when you look at it from a higher perspective, the human experience is short. Like, we really are on Earth for a very short amount of time. So why would you waste this time here on Earth putting yourself in a box, not doing things that authentically make you happy, doing things that maybe make your friends happy or make your parents happy, but you're fucking miserable? Why would you put yourself through that for only this short experience? That's it for today's episode. Thanks for hanging with me. I will see you guys next time. Bye.